Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and unsure about your role in project management? Do you dream of becoming confident, a successful project manager, but don't know where to start? Buckle up, family. I'm about to share my secret formula for transforming from a rookie to a rock star PM. It took me a decade through blood, sweat, an occasional tear or two to master some of these game-changing strategies that I am sharing with you for free. I know what you're thinking. You probably think it's a catch. What, I mean, he's gonna do a webinar? Is he gonna sell me something? No. I really want you to really lock in on some of these tips because one of the goals here is to continually to over-deliver. I really think you're gonna really wanna lock in and pay attention to tip number four, and yes, I'm baiting you to stay longer to listen to more of the episode. Do you mind if I share a quick quote with you? I love this quote by Tony Robinson when he talks about change happens when staying the same is greater than the pain of change. Again, change happens when staying the same is greater than the change of, excuse me, is greater than the pain of the change. Tony Robinson. Family, I want to big up to Big Jude 100. He or this person, I don't want to say he or she because I don't know, they didn't confirm, but big up to you, Big Jude. I appreciate you leaving the comment about how you passed your CAPM. It's really good. One of the reasons why I make these episodes and do these and build this content is because of people like Big Jude 100 leaving me a comment, letting me know that, hey, I passed my CAPM or I'm making a decision to get in project management. These type of things really inspire me and really influence me as somebody that really cares about this thing that they call project management. So again, big ups to you. Thank you for sharing that with me. I don't know why, I'm just super excited about that, but I always want to share the wins of what family has provided me. So if you had a win, meaning you passed your CAPM, your PMP, whatever, your ACP, hey, shoot me a comment, let me know so we can give you the proper respect and the proper salute to this thing. You mind if I share a story with you? When you make a decision to get into this career called project management, it doesn't matter how many years of experience you have, how many awards, forget it, how many certifications or accolades that you have in this thing called project management, there's always going to be someone or people, I should say more or less your stakeholders, that are going to question if you are really meant to lead a particular project. Here, let me give you some context, family, to speed this up. So one day I was meeting with the project sponsor and some of the team, some of the stakeholders, as we were collaborating to build out this project charter. Again, I taught everything I share with you. These are actual events. I had to change some of the names to protect the innocent, but seriously, we're building out this project charter just like how a project charter should be built out, meaning a collaborative approach, not a isolated or a silo approach where you give the charter to the project manager or to your stakeholders or even the sponsor and they go and work on it individually. No, we collaborated on this particular charter. We finished the charter, we got it locked up. Everyone was like, yep, that's it. The team was in agreement, so we put it up in our repository. At that time, we were using, I think we were using Dropbox at that time, a business, because we were looking at getting into SharePoint. But at the time, because of this, the size of this organization, we would just made a decision just to use Dropbox. Well, a stakeholder that had got onboarded, now keep in mind, when a project charter is created, it authorizes the project manager, as well as a project charter is not a project management plan. All right, maybe I missed you. Maybe I said something too fast. I'm known to talk a little fast. So let me slow it down. A project charter is not a project management plan. Project charter is really a high level document that really gives you a synopsis of what the project is going to be about, meaning your objective, meaning your schedule, your costs, your stakeholders, any potential risk, etc. And sponsor signed off on the charter and everything. We upload it, like I said, to Dropbox. And one of the stakeholders that got on board, they said, hey, do you mind if I look at the charter? Now, this is an executive, so of course we're going to let them make sure that they look at the charter. And so they looked at the charter and then they started adding more details, and it was very detail driven. And I had to have a conversation with the executive, and it was a challenging conversation because of the fact that this is number one, an executive, and number two, maybe there was a miscommunication. Where am I going with this, family? Where I'm going with it is that there's a lot of times, reason why it's important to build confidence as a project manager, because you may have these difficult conversations, or I should say, as the book Crucial Conversations says, crucial, we maybe have some of these crucial conversations with people that are above us, below us, or wherever you want to point the pingdom. I don't even know what that meant. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make, family, is that we have to be able to be confident in what we're doing collectively, and we have to be able to stand on it. And these points that I'm going to talk about really talks about building that confidence and understanding that this is a process. Don't think because you listen to this secret sauce, like boom, overnight, you're gonna be confident. No, every time you get a project, you're going to be under attack. When you are leading a project, you're going to be under attack, because there's gonna be somebody out there that believes, one of your stakeholders is gonna believe they can lead that project better than you, or they feel that you're not putting the proper artifacts in place, and then not realizing that sometimes, in the majority of time, exceptional project managers, what they do, and I talk about it all the time here, family, is you meet the business where they are, and then you bring them up with you. And when you meet them where they are, if they're not really used to doing project charters, you start creating a project charter, but explaining it and making it high level, so you can create that continuously growth, meaning that you can grow with that organization. So let me get into my points so we can go ahead and so hopefully you can steal something, you can steal my homework for today. All right, point number one, it's an ongoing journey. What is the ongoing journey? Meaning that building confidence is not a one-time event, but rather a continuous process and development. One of the things I had to realize, family, is that because projects are temporary in endeavor, because projects, if it's a true project, it should be something unique in nature, and you're not going to know all the pieces. There are going to be people around you that are much more knowledgeable, and can you humble yourself to understand, I am on a journey. Yes, the destination is down that way, and yes, I can see the destination. However, I gotta trust the journey. I gotta trust the process. So here, you know how we're gonna do, because I know some people struggle with this confidence piece. I'm gonna be giving actionable items throughout today's episode. Here's one actionable item regarding ongoing journey. Embrace a long-term perspective of building confidence. View setbacks as a setup, meaning that this is only temporary, and a temporary opportunity for you to learn as well as grow from these failures. Don't turn something that's temporary into something that's permanent. I've seen that happen so many times where people, project managers get into this thing and they're leading the project, they're pushing the project forward, and then all of a sudden they have a mistake or they made a bad judgment, and now they just feel stuck. No, we don't do the stuck thing here. We learn from how we were stuck. Let's move on to point number two. Self-doubt is normal. I don't care who you are. One of the things I loved in one of my number one books, and I said we need to do a book study. I still should do that. But Tim Grover, he wrote two books. The second one is Mindset, I think, and The first one is about Unstoppable something. I'm so sorry, family, that I can't. And it's one of my favorite books. I feel embarrassed. But reason why that book is so important, I love the story that he was telling about Jordan when he started getting butterflies. We're talking about Michael Jordan, one of the greatest to ever lace him up. And he was getting butterflies. And I love what Tim Grover said. He said, hey, just make sure that the butterflies are going in the same direction. What I got out of it is that self-doubt is going to be normal. But even though it's normal, is how you allow it to either push you or you push it. Ooh, I like that. Let me tell you why I like that, family, is because Self-doubt is a common experience, and when you recognize that you are experiencing self-doubt, now you are on a better trajectory as far as leading the project. Here's some actionable items for you. When you feel like you're experiencing self-doubt, one of the things that I recommend is seek out stories. Come back to this episode and listen to what I shared with you regarding the issue that I had as far as a project charter. I have more than a decade of experience in project management, and I had somebody that never, I don't know if they've led projects or not, but they had the audacity to tell me how to build a charter, and I'm literally showing them this is the charter. I even took them back to the PMBOK I'm getting beside myself. The point I'm trying to make, family, is that how you overcome self-doubt is finding an awesome support system from your colleagues, mentors, and friends. We're going to talk about how important mentors are on your journey in this thing called project management. Let's move on to point number three. Embrace the discomfort. See, one of the things that project managers have a challenge with is the discomfort when this project is taking off, or if you have to take over for somebody, because let's be honest, project managers, we want to be in control. We want to understand what is going on behind door number 1, 2, 3, and 4. But the real gift of leading projects is really trusting your team. And trusting your team is meaning trusting the stakeholders, trusting your subject matter experts, because it's going to be uncomfortable. This is when we signed up for this thing called project management. We signed up knowing that if we are, because I remember I was leading application projects, and then I switched to leading peer infrastructure projects where it was about hardware and about, okay, how we're going to put things in the cloud and what things are going to be on-prem. And then I went into cybersecurity. So I was constantly being uncomfortable, and I had to humble myself. An exceptional project manager puts their pride aside and they act like they don't know anything. I know the foundation. I know the principles of the foundation, or I should say the fundamentals, but I don't know what's the code behind a particular application. That's why I have a subject matter expert to lead me. So here's my actionable steps for that. First of all, you are going to be uncomfortable. There's no such thing. If you're leading a project and you're not uncomfortable, then they're not stretching you in that organization. So what you want to be able to do is identify opportunities in which you can take on projects or tasks that will stretch your ability to push you outside of your comfort zone. It's really about reframing the discomfort that you're in, because this is an opportunity for growth rather than a signal to actually retreat. Let's move on to point number four. Manage the negative self-talk and thoughts. Message. If you're new to the episode, anytime I say message, this is the point you want to lock in, you want to tune in. I don't care what you're doing right now, but you want to put that aside and put all distractions aside and lock into this particular point. I did tell you at the beginning of the episode that point four is going to be impactful. Why is it going to be impactful? It's because we spend a lot of times when things don't go the way that we thought it should go, we start funneling in a negative self-talk as far as undermining the things that we've been through to get here, undermining the certifications we've got, undermining the work that we put in to study and hone our craft, undermining, you get where I'm going. So here's an actionable step, family. When you recognize that you're having this negative self-talk, take a moment to take a deep breath. And then you need to question, why are you having this negative self-talk? Did someone say something to you that triggered something else in you that made you believe you're not good enough? Evidently, you must be good enough. You must be exceptional enough because they have you leading this project. And if this is your first time leading a project, then you need to focus on being able to get the fundamentals down. You need to focus on partnering with your stakeholders and not going in there thinking everything. You will need to humble yourself and say, hey guys, I'm working with you. You're the expert. I'm here to support. Just help guide me on things that you need. I'll make sure that all of our meeting recaps are on point, holding people accountable. The things that you have control over that you can probably do in your sleep. And also, most of all, you want to be able to replace that negative talk with compassion. You got to have compassion for yourself, especially my newbies out there. Listen, You're not going to know everything in 24 hours. You're not going to know everything in a month, a year, 2 years. It's a growing opportunity. So treat mistakes and knowledge gaps as opportunities to learn and develop rather than reflection of your intelligence. I see that happen. I remember I was talking to a project manager. I just don't feel like I'm smart enough. And I'm like, who told you this? This stakeholder was like, I should have known such and such. This is what they do day in and day out as far as their role. That's why they're the subject matter expert. Now move them into your thing where you talk about the PMBOK and see how they hold up and see how they stand. Sometimes you forget about that. See, one thing about a project manager, we have a universal approach to how we lead project management. This is why the PMBOK, which is a standard guide, project, I mean, the reason why the PMBOK is there because it's a standard guide to help you lead projects. That doesn't mean that you need to use everything in the PMBOK, but it allows you to pull from there. So start reading your PMBOK, start understanding what are the artifacts, what are some of the things that I need to be privy to as far as important artifacts that I could be using, i.e. a project charter, a project management plan, a schedule. You get where I'm going with this. All right, point number five, understand confidence is not perfection. Listen, family, don't get caught up in thinking that I'm not perfect enough. Yeah, because sometimes you can get caught up in I'm not perfect enough. Then when you fall into that, I'm not perfect enough, or I need to be perfect, then you start having confidence conflicts. Ooh, I like that. Confidence conflicts looks like where more or less, you're not even believing in your capabilities. You're not even believing that you have the resilience to move forward. Here are some actionable items. Redefine your understanding of confidence as a trust in your ability to navigate challenges rather than a requirement for perfection. Okay, you don't like that one. Here's another one I got for you. How about you reflect on past challenges you've overcome and the skills and the strength you need that you use to get past it? All right, family, let's move on to point number six. Ask clarification or further explanation. One of the things I had struggled with at first is that when I first got in this thing that they call project management, is I struggled with asking for clarification and further explanation because I was like, I don't want to come across, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I did know what I was talking about. So why I didn't ask? So that was a pride thing. So I had to work through that. And so I want, especially all my newbies and even some of my seasoned project managers, we don't ask, we need to ask a lot of questions. I don't care how seasoned you are, you should be always asking clarifying questions and getting further explanation because you might be the one that's in front of the executive that's gonna have to explain. So why did you guys make the change here? And you need to be able to articulate based on what the team has told you. So here's some actionable steps. Normalize asking questions and seeking clarifications as a regular part of your work process. Reframe, I should say, asking for help as a strength rather than a weakness, which is crazy to me that I even bought into that doctrine that me asking for clarification or further explanation that's made me a weak PM. No, that made me a strong PM because now the curiosity is moving. Now, once they answer that question, I start asking deeper questions so I can get a better grasp of what's going on. Let's move on to point number seven. Cultivate, like I talked about earlier, a curious mindset. Listen, the minute when you don't know something and actively seeking to learn really will demonstrate confidence and a commitment to growth. Here's some actionable steps for you, family. Embrace a beginner's mindset and approach new situations with openness and curiosity. This is going to set you apart. If you stayed this long, this is one of the things that's going to set you apart. And again, making sure you ask those clarifying questions, pick up books, articles, listen to episodes like this, come back, listen to it multiple times, download it. I don't care. This is going to be helpful for your career. Let's move on to point number eight. Understand that confidence is a skill that can be developed over time. Listen, confidence is not an innate trait. Rather, a skill that is required to cultivate and improve upon consistent effort with the right approach, basically deliberate practice. Here's some actionable items. Identify areas where you lack confidence, whether you lack confidence in your meetings, you lack confidence in composing an email. Identify those areas. Just be honest with yourself. If you say, hey, anytime I get on the call with an executive, I just can't really get out what I want to say. And then you got to figure out why. Did something happen previously? Or are you looking at a position, you're looking at a title and feel like, oh, I can't have that conversation with them? You have to figure out what that why is. And if you need further help, hey, you know how to find me. I'm right here. Also, set small and achievable goals for yourself. And can we track these goals, please? Or I should say, track the progress and build confidence incrementally. I have one bonus for you, family, because I know I kept you guys longer than supposed to, but because of the story I told, but you already know what I'm going to tell you. Seek out a mentor. A mentor will give you valuable insight. I am your mentor as of currently right now through putting out these episodes. But if you want a more intense mentoring or coaching session, then we can have that. But the point I'm trying to make is that you need to identify potential mentors. I always share with you, I live by what I'm talking about. I have a mentor in project management. Why would I have a project and I have all of this experience? I have the certifications, the degree. Why? Because I truly feel that when you have a mentor, it really sets you up for success. They really create they have already went down this pathway. And because they went down this pathway, they'll be able to tell you to watch out for things. Or to be able to, when you bring a discussion to them, they'll be able to look at it with a different set of lenses. So again, reach out to potential mentors, express your interest, and be willing, if you're working with that mentor, to pay for that mentor's time, because they went through the trials and tribulations and the pain, so you don't have to go through it. So make it worth their time and effort. Here's my three closing remarks, family. Number one, of course, I'm always going to talk about managing that negative self-talk. Understand that negative self-talk can really undermine your confidence. And when your confidence is attacked or being attacked, you have to find ways to recenter yourself so you can get this confidence. And this confidence is not going to happen overnight. It's going to be an ongoing process. This is an ongoing journey that you're on because, again, projects are new endeavor as well as they're unique. Point number two, understand that confidence is not perfection. A lot of times, especially project managers, we can get caught up in this perfectionism where we just believe, oh, everything. No. Confidence is what you want to be able to understand is that confidence has nothing to do with about being perfection. What it does have to do with is saying, admitting that, hey, I don't have enough information to answer that accurately, so I need to work with the team to get the correct answer. That's true confidence of putting your pride aside and collaborating with the team. And my last and final one is embrace the discomfort. Listen, on this journey to being a project manager, or if you're already a project manager, this is not going to be an easy ride. This is not going to be something that is going to happen within a year, 2 years, 5 years. I wish I could tell you that every project you pick up won't make you uncomfortable, but it will, because of the fact, again, looking at the base root of the definition for a project, it is a unique endeavor and it's temporary. So those two, that alone just says, hey, I don't know what I'm getting into until I actually start leading a project. So, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's really important that you understand that you are on a journey. You are on a road to continuously develop your confidence as you lead these projects moving forward. I go by the name ED, and this has been an amazing opportunity to really dissect about how sometimes people can get caught up in a lack of confidence when leading projects. You know my motto, you know my slogan. I'm out. Thank you.